These are the words of the teacher, son of King David, ruler of Jerusalem. Nothing makes sense, says the teacher. No sense at all. I like the book of Ecclesiastes very much because it leads us to reflect on a very important question that we should all ask ourselves. More so in this time when the pandemic has taught us to value so many things. I think one of them is life. But what is the meaning of life? What is the meaning of my life? Do you know what the meaning of your life is? Why do you get up every morning? Why do you go to bed every night? What is the purpose of your life? Why are you on this earth? It is very important to know, because that tells us what was the meaning for which God designed us. What was the meaning for which God has created us? Everything we have on this earth has a meaning, and the earth itself was created by God with a purpose. In the book of Isaiah, the purpose for which earth was created is said to be inhabited. To be inhabited by man and by animals. In other words, God gave a meaning to the earth, and if he gave a meaning to the earth, how much more will God have given every human being a meaning? We are not in this world just because. However, being far from the source, we are out of knowledge and understanding why we are on the earth. That is why the whole book of Ecclesiastes is a great question and an answer that King Solomon gives. One of the wisest men that could exist wrote to express that answer about what is the meaning of life. Starting from chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, they say, "Nothing makes sense." This answer is surprising. The master taught the people of Israel that life has no meaning. In fact, he says that the life of a human being has no importance. At the end of the day, everybody dies, both good people and bad people. Many times good people fail and bad people do well. You have noticed that, right? There are things that one would look for and say it is not fair, but that is how it happens in life. Often bad people don't suffer punishment. They can cheat and earn more with their dishonesty, and then they die in the same way as the good person who has never cheated anybody. So Solomon comes to the conclusion that this makes no sense. He also gives another example. To be successful and to achieve everything you want is not important. Because you can work hard and be successful, you can even create something that lasts, such as a business that continues to operate after you die. But when you die, all that is left behind. So he goes on to say, it makes no sense at all that it is left behind. Someone else will take everything you have created and change it or ruin it. That is, what you have worked for 20 or 30 years of your life, in which you have paid the price, and maybe you stopped enjoying so many things, now someone else will take it. What you have worked for so long, and maybe in the blink of an eye, change it or ruin it, and it will be completely over. So he goes on to say, therefore, trying so hard to be successful is a waste of time. If bad people can be successful, as well as good people, does it make sense to try to do the right thing? Some people think that's foolish, that they should do all the selfish things they want. But this also makes no sense. If you always want more, you can never have enough. That is where I come to the point I want to address through this devotional. How to try to search in wisdom and to understand why we are on the earth, and what is the meaning of everything we do constantly. I do not know if you have ever asked yourself why you get up and why you do what you do, and in the end, make the decisions you make, or talk the way you talk. Have you analysed what the words that come out of your mouth every day are, and what are the thoughts that surround you? Have you filtered through the decisions you are going to make, filtered and come up with the right result, which is, what is the meaning of it? Do you know where you are going? Do you have a clear focus? Do you have a clear vision? Or is the only thing you are envisioning a business because you want to be prosperous and have money? But is that really a vision? Do you have clarity of where you are going? Or is it just you want to satisfy the needs and desires of your heart, to show others that you are prosperous? What is successful? but not a heart that really needs to be filled with its source, the one who created it, filled with God. So, my dear friends, there I come to the point. If you always want more, you will never have enough. You will never be satisfied with anything you have. If you only live for yourself, and so live selfishly, it is also meaningless. I want to share with you something that caught my attention, and it is the following. Many people miss the small joys while they wait for the great happiness. I'll repeat it. Many people miss the small joys while they wait for the great happiness. And unfortunately, the great happiness for some people never comes. Because if they do not learn to enjoy the small things, what makes you think that they will enjoy the great things? You're always dissatisfied with something. And that's part of what I read in this verse. Nothing makes sense, because if we understood the opportunity of each day that the Lord's give us, we would learn to enjoy the small things. A smile, a good morning, the power to breathe. Knowing that I don't have much money, but I can sit at the table with my family. I am not eating a delicacy physically, but it is a delicacy to me because I have peace in my heart. Because although the food is not costing 100 or 200,000 pesos, maybe it is something simple, but to me it is delicious because there is peace in my heart, because I have Christ in my life, who has taught me that the riches can be good, and of course they can be good, but the greatest wealth is peace that I carry inside. Life presents us with many challenges. When I understand that God is in my life and shows me what I was designed for, I take advantage of the time. I take advantage of the people I surround myself with, the right people. I enjoy every moment, and I give thanks for the gifts he has given me. And when I sit at the table, even with a glass of water or a glass of juice, I can enjoy it to the fullest. When I enjoy the little things, my dear friends, the simple things, the small details, then I say, now everything makes sense. Stress, worry, always wanting to have more and never getting enough, is all part of this world is offering. More and more, and the more we want, the more we run out, and we stop enjoying what really matters, the family. Sometimes we think, I need to make money because I want my family to be well. I need to work all day to reach that. And we stop enjoying our family. We stop enjoying our children. We never get down onto the floor and play with them, sit for a moment and watch them. We miss the little baby taking its first steps or hearing their first words. We think it is not as important as long as we bring home the money to dress them and what they're going to eat. And I'm not saying it's not important. Of course it is. But do not lose sight of the focus. Do not lose sight of giving thanks to God for those little joys. Because maybe waiting for the great happiness to come, even if it does come, we cannot enjoy it. Because if you're not faithful in the little, you will not be faithful in much. And if you do not enjoy the little things, I ask you again, what makes you think you will enjoy the big ones? These words also go for those of us in ministry and service to God. We are so busy in what needs to be done in the details that we forget to sit and listen to Jesus, to take time to pray, to read the word, to rest and to enjoy our family. Knowing the family is the first ministry that we should attend to with urgency, we get so entangled, and in the end, what do we gather? We gain many people and lose our soul. To have a temple full with so many people, 1,000, 2,000, and the only ones who don't attend our church are our family. What sense does this make? To work and work and work, and when you die tired and frustrated because you never enjoyed what you had to do to work or what you saved up. And when you go to the grave, you forget everything. And maybe nobody remembers you. Rather, what you left, everything you saved, somebody else spends it. And do they really enjoy it? For they did not put the passion into earning it or to building the things that we have built. Then the question is, what is the point? What sense does it make to work a whole year and never take a little space because you are always thinking that you have to save? The question is, what for? Is it bad to save? No, but you have to have a balance. Go out with your family, take a walk around the block. Buy an ice cream, take them to a beach. No matter what the cost is for you, maybe this month or next month, you're going to save. But the little things build, and you begin to understand that God designed me for something. God designed me for something, not just for nothing. And what he designed me for was to express his desire through my life. God did not design you to be a robot. God gave you free will. But through that free will, to express his desire through your life. What he dreamed, he wants to express through you. And I assure you that he will surprise you. Do not let yourself be unfocused. Do not let yourself deviate. This world passes and your desires with it. But he who does the will of God remains forever. Live with purpose. That is what this word from Ecclesiastes is about. The preacher or teacher named Solomon says nothing makes sense when you're outside of the true life itself, outside of that wonderful design and the love expressed as the price of the blood on the cross to reconcile us to the designer, to the loving Father, and to make sense of that sacrifice of love Jesus made so that mankind could understand what the end really is, so you can enjoy life, not be filled with so much garbage in our heads, and to consider good that which never satisfies, because the emptiness of man is made to God's measure. But in the end, we are the ones who make the decisions we want to. Friends, I leave you this message so you can think again, so you can reflect. Let God into your heart and show you what is the meaning of your life. Because at the end of the last chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon comes to the conclusion, without God, life really has no meaning. And it is so, my dear friends, you walk around the world, trying here, trying there, and in the end what? When you are alone in your room, you find yourself with a great reality. You find yourself within four walls, not only physically, but in your heart. Without meaning, you laugh for a moment, but your heart cries out. But today, that can change, because the true meaning is not what this world can offer. Maybe you can enjoy it for a moment, but it will never be true delight. And the true delight, I assure you, is to have God in your heart. Things can change. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this word. Today I pray for those who receive it at this time. Take their lives, Lord, and make them understand your plan, your purpose, and what you have, Lord, and that apart from you, nothing can be done. Life presents us with many challenges. We must study, we must work. Sometimes we will cry and sometimes we will laugh. It is part of the dynamic of this life. But when you are in our heart, we understand that everything has a purpose and we enjoy it, because in the end, everything works together for good. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today I speak to you the words of your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always comes just in time. If you'd like to hear more of these devotionals, I invite you to enter our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Click on subscribe and on the bell. Blessings.